Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. I'm very happy to sit with you. I'm grateful, in fact, that we can sit together. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. We're going to start soon. So please take your seat, get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair that is equally as spiritual as sitting on the floor, by the way, and find a way to sit upright, in a way that helps you remember your dignity. Meditation practice supports us to be boundaried in the way we engage with our lives, with other people, and with the activity of our own minds. I'm sure I don't have to tell you why this is more important than ever right now, at this very chaotic, unprecedented, strange time. Strange is probably the kindest word on planet Earth, with the divisiveness and issues with the climate and how people think about each other and treat each other. I don't have to list for you why this is a very difficult time and why it is so important to have boundaries. So sometimes meditation is thought of as a way of dissolving boundaries. And on one level, that is true. But we can't start there. We have to start with developing some sense of discernment within ourselves about what to accept and what to reject in terms of where we invest our attention, our thoughts, our energy. Now, I'm sure I also don't have to tell you this. The world right now wants your attention. It wants to take you on a ride. There are people spending a lot of money and a lot of resources to grab your attention and take it where they want it to go. Now, we don't want that. We don't want that. I know meditation is often thought of as a way of dissolving boundaries. I may have already said that, but it isn't. Because without boundaries, we are just carried by the waves of whatever we happen to encounter. We do not want that. I do not want that for you. I do not want that for myself. It's never been more important to have some sense of agency in your own mind. Meditation helps with that. Because it teaches you how to work with your thoughts. You sit on the cushion, place attention on the breath. Your mind strays into thoughts because you're a human being, and you notice that. That's the clutch move right there. You notice that. When you notice it, you have options. The option in meditation is to say, not right now. Notice that you're thinking, let go, and come back to the breath. So every time we notice, let go, and come back, we are strengthening the muscle of determining where our attention goes. That's really important. We're all on a crazy ride right now of believing this, rejecting that, hoping for this, fearing that, listening to this, now listening to that, looking for things to justify why we're so afraid or why there's reason to have hope. Okay, that's, normal human behavior. But my opinion, my friends, is that I would say in the United States and perhaps elsewhere, the primary currency that is demanded is your attention, that you freak out, that you reject, that you stop paying attention to yourself, to your world, and instead get carried away by the flood of information and events that are unfolding very, very quickly. Now, for me, I'll just say that very personally, I'm not going on that ride. I want to pay attention to the suffering of others. I want to help. I want to be of benefit. I want to, and I do really care. This is not about bypassing. This is about conserving energy, conserving strength, so that when we do act on behalf of creating a more sane world, we do so from a place of empowerment rather than being disempowered, which is what one feels when you're just responding to all the things that drop into your world. My sense is that the most rebellious and radical thing that you and I can do right now is to take our attention back and place it on what we actually do have some agency over. I personally, maybe you can, but I cannot control the events of this world. Although I can do my part, I can give money, I can volunteer, I can write letters, I can speak out, I can not ever give up. I still don't have control over it. What I do have control over is this: my home, my friends, my community, my experiences in everyday life, and I want to be able to place my full attention on my world. Again, not at the expense of the difficulties in the world. Please don't misunderstand me. But because I personally, maybe you can, I cannot control events of the world, much as I would like to. I can control the events of this world. I cannot make that a good world. I can make this a good world. And this accrues. You make a good world. I make a good world. Other people work to make a good world. And it begins to expand. Don't take my word for any of this, please. You must think about it carefully yourself. And exerts some sense of counterbalance to the difficulty that we face right now. So I'll just say it again. The most rebellious FU thing that you can do, take your attention back. Don't let it be co-opted. Preserve your energy so that you can dream, you can create, you can imagine, you can love, you can care. Because at some point, when we go on the ride that's in front of us, we give out, we lose energy, we can't care anymore. It's understandable. It's extremely exhausting. Now, to dream, to imagine, to create, to love, these are privileges. These are privileges that not everyone has. I happen to have that privilege right now, and I'm fixing to exercise it. And if you have that privilege, I suggest you consider doing so as well. Meditation, again, helps us to establish boundaries for what we let in and what we are willing to give out. So it's not a way of floating away in a, on a cloud of la-la-ness, whatever that means. It's a way of being present and choosing wisely what to do with our minds and hearts, because we practice on the cushion with our breath, which, by the way, no one's good at. And that's okay, because we're not practicing placement of attention on breath in order to be world-class breath followers. That's not that helpful. We're practicing with the breath like a musician practices scales, presumably, so that when it's showtime, you can pay attention to that. So the breath is a stand-in for the experiences of our life. And because we have practiced placement of attention here, we can do it there. That is of vital importance. So I guess the last thing I'll say, at the risk of getting out there, is within Buddhist cosmology, maybe Tibetan Buddhist cosmology, I don't know about the others, but nonetheless, let's say, as I've been trained in Tibetan Buddhism, the cosmology posits six realms of existence. Now, there are people who say these are actual places, and there are people who say, yeah, they're actual places within you. Who knows? Maybe both. So the first realm is called the God realm, which sounds good, but it isn't. We won't go into that right now. The second realm is called the jealous God realm. Like those in the God realm, they have a lot of resources, a lot of power, a lot of goodies. The God realm people are like, yeah, that's cool. I'll just take some more goodies. The jealous God realm people are like, I want your goodies. And they're called warring gods. So we all know what this feels like, whether it's a real place or an energetic place. We all know what it feels like to want what someone else has. When that happens to us, because we're humans, we're visiting the jealous God realm. Now, there are some people who seem to spend most of their time there, just warring, taking, getting, amassing, whatever it is, not enough, I want more. We're witnessing a jealous God realm experience in our world. I'm making this up, so you got to think about it yourself. The third realm of the six, and we'll stop there for this conversation, is called the human realm. That's where we are. We're not gods, although maybe we've had days or weeks or periods of time where everything goes our way. We're not jealous gods, although we have an understanding of what it might feel like to be one. We're humans. And what that means here in this cosmology is that, and it's the best one, by the way, we have the right ratio of ease to suffering to compel us on a spiritual journey. If we only had ease, everything was fine, we would not be interested in the spiritual journey. If we only had suffering, we would not have the bandwidth to pay attention to the spiritual journey because we'd be fighting for our lives. So we have presumably the right ratio. This is the best realm. Now, the world we face, and again, I just want to say again, I'm making this up. We're looking at a battle of jealous gods. And we cannot fight them with human realm weapons, which include things like legislation, marches, academia, common sense, relationship skills. Those are human realm tools. They don't play in the jealous God realm. We cannot fight them, but we can strengthen our realm. And that is a long-winded way of saying what I already said. Pay attention to your world, not at the expense of the suffering, the vast, unspeakable, stupid, vile suffering that is being caused right now, not at the expense of that. We're not trying to zone out. We're trying to preserve our hearts and minds so that we can fight the good fight, be of benefit, and share our sanity with others. How do we do that? I think we're fixing to do it, practicing meditation. So, okay, there are a lot of places that go, yeah, it's stress reduction. Okay, that's true. It will help you, it will improve your performance as this or that, it'll make you more patient. Okay. But it's much more than that. It gives you the skills of spiritual warrior. If you don't like that word, fine, just find your own word. But it gives us the foundation for being of benefit to others. So we'll leave it at that. I'd love to know what you think, as per always. And this is part of our view of why we're sitting here, according to me. According to you is what's more important. So think about it and let's sit. Begin by establishing your posture, which means to sit up straight and to relax at the same time. So see if you can find this combination of intentional and easeful. Strong and soft. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Let your belly relax. Let the shoulders soften. There's nothing to carry or pull right now. So you can imagine that if there's any sense of weight on the shoulders, some very nice person just lifted that weight, puts it down, and there's a sense of coolness between the shoulder blades and release in the shoulders and neck. The mouth is closed, unless you have a cold, and the breath is natural in and out through the nose, again, unless you have a cold. So just normal breathing. You're already really good at that. The eyes are open and the gaze is cast down to a comfortable spot in front. And we practice with our eyes open in one sense so that we can be here, awake, present, available, and connected. Not trying to withdraw, although sometimes we have to. Rather, we're trying to be awake. As when we're awake, we can be of benefit. Let the eyes rest on a spot about 4 to 6 feet in front or 2-ish meters. Feel your body breathing. Let your attention come all the way in on the inhale and flow out on the exhale. At the end of the exhale is a little space, a gap, and the next inhale just happens. So follow it again, coming all the way in and dissolving all the way out. Now we're not observing the breath, we're feeling the breath. Feeling the body breathe. Your mind will continue to think thoughts. No problem. Let thoughts recede to the background and breath it be in the foreground. Like thoughts are like people talking right out on the street. You can hear it, but you're not really hearing what they're saying. We're feeling ourselves breathe. So no need to stop thoughts or change thoughts or doesn't matter right now. However, if you notice that you become absorbed in thought, like you go out on the street and join the conversation, okay, good. You notice that. That's the key move. Notice that you're thinking. And then don't just push it away. Label it silently, thinking. So you start to discern this is thinking, this is meditating. Then you just let go. Whatever the thought is does not matter right now. Just let go. Gently come back. And begin again, feeling the body breathe. So thoughts come and go. Don't worry about that. Only if you get fully distracted to the point where you have lost all awareness of breath, do you want to deploy these steps of noticing, labeling, letting go, coming back, and beginning again. So we'll sit together in silence until you hear the bell. Thank you so much for your practice. It is important. Thank you for practicing with me, and thank you for practicing together. See you next week.